Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. This is the John Jubilee Experience. The John Jubilee Experience is a show. It's an experience that's about cellular health. Optimal health at a cellular level. All of these diets and weight loss programs are a myth. And I came to be kind of a famous guy by helping thousands of people, real people, just like you and me, to get healthy at a cellular level. And it has been the joy of my life to see thousands of lives changed. True hope for the hopeless. True, not just information, but transformation. Let me say that again, not just information, but transformation. Friends, we got more information than we've ever had, and we're unhealthier than we have ever been. What's wrong with that picture? It's because we've got all this information, and it's misinformation. It's mythical information, and I love to demythify. I'm a pure scientist. Do you know what the definition of the word science is? Science is the search for the truth that is known. And a pure scientist will say this, I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is.
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee, Financial Fitness Minute.
I got a very special guest. Kyle, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Well, fantastic. Well, do you have a financial fitness tip that you could give to our listeners today?
I sure do, John. Again, in the course of doing business and meeting with hundreds of clients, one common question usually is presented to us, and it's the question of, you know, diversification and kind of work, you know, what should we do or what places should we be, you know, in a market currently that is very high and with all the uncertainty. You know, so diversification, as everybody has heard, is basically the idea of, you know, not putting all of your eggs in one basket. Well, we certainly agree on not having all the eggs in one basket, but we do believe that all the chickens ought to be on the same farm. So we are of the opinion that somebody needs to be looking over, watching, and making sure each one of your listeners kind of has each of the asset classes touched with their investments or with their monies as they're saving, you know, for a wonderful financial future. As you look and see, regardless of what's taking place in the market, you know, there's always or there are usually areas that are making money. So if you're split up and in different places, you ought to be enjoying some, you know, pretty good gains, some gains not as good, and some middle of the road. So make sure that you're looking closely and you're speaking with your financial professional to make sure that all your chickens are on the same farm, but at least all of your eggs are not in the same basket.
Well, Kyle, that is a great word. That is a great word. You know, Kyle is he's a humble man, but he really is a genius financial advisor. He's helped thousands of people, always has great advice. And Kyle and I share the view that we believe in financial fitness and physical fitness and optimal health at a cellular level so that you can have, it all. Because if you don't have your health, then it doesn't matter how much wealth you have. I'm going to take on intellectually Dr. Oz.
It's John Jubilee versus Dr. Oz. Ready, wrestle.
Okay, folks, let's talk about eggs. What did we all hear about eggs, and what do a lot of doctors say, including Dr. Oz on his website? He says that those eggs cause bad cholesterol. Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Oz, but I'm going to have to totally disagree with you because the latest studies in science say that the egg yolk is filled with healthy, amazing choline. And that choline actually produces positive cholesterol. It builds the good cholesterol in our bodies. So it is absolutely not true that an egg is bad for your cholesterol. An egg farming family with a father and six sons has some of the lowest cholesterol in the country, and they consume 12 eggs a day on average for two generations. So, case in point, the medical documented most recent studies absolutely say the healthiest part of the egg is the yolk. Can you believe it? For two decades, what's everyone been doing? They thought they were healthy eating those egg whites. They're actually taking out the healthiest part of the egg. So eat those egg yolks. Enjoy them. And all fats are not created equal. Just because there's some healthy fat in that egg yolk, it is loaded with healthy choline, which will literally boost your good cholesterol, which helps counteract. Even if you have some of the bad cholesterol, the more good cholesterol you have, that is the true significant number. It is not the actual number of your bad or good cholesterol. It is the ratio between those two numbers. That is really important. So the more good you have, guess what? The more bad you can have and still be completely healthy at your cholesterol level. And oh, by the way, did you know that cholesterol in and of itself is not just a bad thing? Cholesterol is the body's defense mechanism against, guess what? Dehydration. That's right. When we get dehydrated, the body overproduces cholesterol to help grease the skids, so to speak, so that we still have flow in our body because we're not hydrated at a cellular level. So guess what? If we are hydrated at a cellular level, it is impossible to have high cholesterol. Do you realize that all high cholesterol is the absolute manifestation of dehydration in your body? It's impossible to have high cholesterol when you are hydrated at a cellular level. But the cholesterol medication community, they just want to keep pumping that pill at you. And why do they tell us we need to take high cholesterol medication anyway? Oh, so that we don't have a heart attack, right? Well, go pull out your cholesterol medication, get out your microscope, because a magnifying glass probably isn't going to be big enough to help the fine print show you the side effects of cholesterol medication. What is the number one side effect of taking cholesterol medication? It can be bad for your heart. It can actually harm your heart, cause your heart to be more likely to have, guess what? A heart attack. Is that not insanity? All these people taking billions of dollars of cholesterol medication so they don't have a heart attack, and right on the manufacturer's warning label says, warning, can be bad for your heart. We got to get smart. We've got to find the truth. We've got to be pure scientists. We need to become John Jubilee scientists. We need to all be walking around saying, I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. Because the truth is, cholesterol medication is not good for your heart. And it says it right on the warning label. But cellular health is good for your heart. Cellular health will alleviate your high cholesterol. Well, friends, I promised you a MythBuster. If you're just joining us, I'm John Jubilee. I'm America's cellular health authority. I got healthy 18 years ago, and I spent 20,000 hours researching and working with real people, over 2,000 pages of real science. And I help people to walk in optimal health at a cellular level, find their genetic blueprint, find their joy. But I love to demystify. I'm the demystifier, and I got a myth buster for you.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Myth Busters.
Myth Busters! Busters!
All right, today's MythBuster is sit-ups. Come on, sit-ups do not. That is not the best exercise for your abdominal muscles. Sit-ups is not the best exercise to lose that belly fat. It is an absolute myth. Come on, walk into any gym. Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of fat people doing sit-ups. How's that working for you? It's not. Come on, it is not working. There is nothing. I mean, come on, we got to have a sense of humor. Think, haven't we all done it in the past? We've all done it. That's why we can laugh. I laugh at this stuff because I did it. I did it. I remember doing all those sit-ups, and man, I looked like I swallowed 4 bowling balls when I started, and I looked like I swallowed 4 when I got done. I didn't lose any fat doing a sit-up. A sit-up, by the way, is actually, it's somewhat of a dangerous exercise. People get injured all the time doing sit-ups. Do you know that I've been teaching this for 18 years that sit-ups are not even a healthy exercise to do? And oh, by the way, as of 2 years ago, guess who quit doing sit-ups? The Miami Dolphins. That's right. An NFL football team. I told you I work with pro athletes and celebrities and everyday people just like you and me. But the Miami Dolphins had 7 players injured 3 years ago doing, guess what? Sit-ups. So it's a myth. It's a myth, friends. Sit-ups are a myth. Don't do a sit-up. There's a much, much better way to lose that fat, to build your muscle, to find your genetic blueprint, and just 5 pounds of healthy muscle will burn 50 pounds of fat every year for the rest of your life. So better to build the muscle anyway. I am John Jubilee. I am helping you get healthy at a cellular level. I want to change this world one person at a time and start with the most important one, you.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's transformation authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Michael Del Giorno.
I'm here to give credibility and to give voice to everything that you know is true.
9 to noon on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience. I want to encourage you today to let yourself consider the possibility that the real you is a real possibility. Now, friends, what's the prescription number the average American fills per year? Are you kidding me? It is 12 to 13 prescriptions a year. And a big deal just went down. Pfizer has just bought another drug company for $119 billion. Now, if you don't know what a billion is 1,000,000,000. So that's $119,000 that Pfizer just paid. We hear these drug company names, and we're probably more familiar with Viagra. Pfizer's connected with Viagra, which is an erectile dysfunction drug, and obviously they're selling a bunch of it, and a cholesterol medication. Now, how are these guys getting so rich? Well, because we got a pill mentality in America. We got a problem, we take a pill. And based on these numbers, basically every month, the average American goes and fulfills a prescription at a pharmacy. And that's how these guys are getting rich while we're getting pill poor. We're getting pill poor and cash poor because we're spending all this money on all these pills. And we're getting numb to it, to the pill popping. When you start making a trip to the pharmacy every single month, fulfilling a prescription, getting up and taking pills every single day, multiple times a day, you start thinking it's really normal. Friends, that's not normal. Do you know the human body is made to fully function at optimal health at a cellular level without one pill going into it? It doesn't need a pill. Do you know that this whole world was populated, billions and billions and billions of people, without one purple pill of Viagra being taken by anybody? Ask your grandpa. He never had one. Your great-grandpa, he never had one. But they populated the whole earth with billions and billions and billions of people, and nobody had Viagra. And oh, by the way, neither did they have cholesterol medication or high blood pressure medication. These industries have come into the billions and billions and billions of dollars just over the last few generations that have got this pill mentality. I just had dinner. I was traveling. I was over on the East Coast. I'm sitting with a man at dinner, and he's telling me that he's in good health, and his wife's in good health. And as the conversation proceeded, he said, well, I am diabetic. And I do take insulin shots, and, you know, I'm dealing with my diabetes, but I'm in good health. And my wife, she had a stroke a few years back, and the whole right side of her face and her body became paralyzed, but she recovered from it. And then a few years later, she had another stroke, and she lost all of her motor skills. But she's fine. She's a vegetarian. She eats good. And I'm just sitting here thinking, are you kidding me right now? This man literally believes he's in good health and he's a diabetic. He believes his wife's in good health. She's had two debilitating strokes. That is the mentality that we have gotten into. We think we're actually in good health if we're taking a pill that will mask a symptom. Now, friends, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully, because you're going to learn something right now. This is pure science. Remember, I'm a pure scientist. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. And here's what the truth is. A pill only masks a symptom. It cures nothing. A pill masks a symptom. It cures nothing. The only way to cure a disease is to get healthy at a cellular level. When someone gets cancer, all cancer is a mutated or a deformed cell. Do you know that a healthy cell cannot be cancerous? Only an unhealthy cell can be cancerous. So when you mask a symptom with a pill, you are literally putting your body in a position where it cannot ever get healed. Because not only are you masking the symptom that needs to be healed, but you're also subjecting yourself to all the side effects that come from pills and medications. Take that super fine print. Now, it's going to take a microscope to read it. They make that fine print on all the side effects of your medication so small that if you don't have microscope lenses in your glasses, you could not read it. But get them out one time and read it. The side effects are astonishing that you are subjecting yourself to every time you take medication. And oh, by the way, guess what was just released yesterday in a report? The number two and number three killer cancers, number two and number three for the first time ever, has become liver cancer and pancreatic cancer. And oh, guess what the side effect is of most of the pills we take? Can cause liver or pancreas issues. Do we think there's a connection here? We're taking more drugs than we've ever taken, and now we have more people dying from liver cancer than has ever died, and more people dying from pancreatic cancer that has ever died in the past. Friends, we got to wake up to the fact that it is not a solution. The pill popping is not a solution. It is a temporary Band-Aid. It is masking what the real issue is. When you get healthy on a cellular level and you decide to go get yourself optimal health, you can get off the pills. You can get off the pills. The man that I was sitting there speaking with, when he shared with me that his wife had two strokes, I asked him, how big were the spots? When you have a stroke, you get a spot on your brain, and it's an identifiable spot. And then I asked him, does your wife do low to no sodium dieting? He said, yes. I said, and vegetarian, low to no sodium. He said, yes. I said, do you realize all your wife needed to do? Do you know that all the neural connectors in the brain function off of sodium? You have to have sodium in your body to have healthy neural connection and brain function. Come on, are you kidding me? Jesus said you're the salt of the earth. It's a myth that salt is bad for you. It's a myth that salt is bad for you. Salt is healthy for us. Salt helps you keep a healthy level of hydration. It helps all of your neural connectors and your brain function. I said, and here's your wife, low sodium, no sodium diet, and she's had two strokes. And oh, by the way, Mr. Healthy Man with Diabetes, you know, taking insulin and friends, diabetes is an epidemic in America now. It is an epidemic proportion. And I asked him, do you know what the number one cause of diabetes is? He said, well, sugar. I said, no, that's a myth. Sugar is not the number one cause of diabetes. He said, well, fat. I said, no, that's a myth. Fat is not the number one cause of diabetes. I said, but don't feel bad. I sat with a table full of doctors one night, and those were their two first answers as well. The doctor sitting to my right was a spokesperson for the American Diabetic Association. And I looked at them and I said, what do you say? And they looked at me and said, John, I would have said sugar or fat as well. The number one cause of diabetes scientifically is dehydration. You take the water out of that pancreas, it cannot regulate that insulin. It's just like taking the water out of your car. You take the water out of your car, how's that going to do for you on the highway? Everything else can be perfect. Take one ingredient out of a $50,000 automobile and it will burn up. You take the water, the pure hydration, out of that pancreas, it shrivels up like a raisin. Now you got a raisin pancreas, it can't regulate the insulin, you get diabetes. And there's doctors that work all day, every day, chopping off people's feet because they have diabetes. Well, his eyes got as big as saucers, and he all of a sudden had more than information. He had transformational thinking because he got a little revelation about transformation, about optimal health at a cellular level and how it could impact his life and his wife's life. We got to get out of these myths. We got to get out of this pill popping mentality and get optimal health at a cellular level. Friends, bottom line, with transformation, with revelation information about optimal health at a cellular level, the bottom line was this man didn't need a pill. He didn't need a doctor. He needed hydration and she needed salt. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. When it comes to freedom, the defense never rests. Mark Levin, 7 to 10 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, and I'm here to help change this world one person at a time. And we are enjoying this day. And remember, you're always in control of two things, your actions and your attitude. So you do have control. Don't think you're out of control, even though the world feels like it out there. But right now, I have a live and human transformer. She's a wife, she's a mother, she's a transformer, and she has changed her life on the 88-day transformation experience. Bridget, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, how are you doing today?
Well, I am doing spectacular. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm calling from the beautiful city of Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, fabulous, fabulous. And how's Nashville, Tennessee doing today?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. But I just had to call in this morning and tell you thank you so much for helping me change my life through your 88-day transformation.
Well, Well, if you would, Bridget, put yourself in a time machine and go back and share your story. What was your experience of your transformation?
Well, I first met John Jubilee when I was engaged to my husband, and I had been in fitness my whole life. I was a volleyball coach, and I ran several miles a day, but I still was not in the shape that I wanted to be in, and I had kind of given up, really, on that perfect body, if you will. And you looked me right in the eye, and you said, "Bridget, I can have you a perfect body in 88 days. And I thought, yeah, right. That's just too good to be true. And but I did the program. I trusted you. 4 weeks into my program, I had lost 15 inches off of my body and 3 dress sizes. I went from a size 8-10 to a size 2 and never gained a pound back. It was absolutely incredible. My husband was just thrilled on our wedding day, and I felt like the most beautiful woman in the world walking down the aisle that day. And I just brings tears in my eyes still to think about it. I'm just so grateful for your 88-day program. And it not only changed my figure, but I had exercise-induced asthma. It gave me strength. That's all gone now. I have energy. I'm hydrated, and I feel great.
Wow. Now, Bridget, I love getting to say this to people that, you know, now that really does sound too good to be true.
That's what I thought too, but the inches don't lie and my clothes don't lie. I had to buy a whole new wardrobe after I finished just my first 4 weeks on the 88-day program.
Well, Bridget, and I seem to remember quite definitively that when I met you, you were actually involved in another exercise program.
I was actually doing a DVD with a group of friends. They were all doing the P90X, and they were all just working so, so hard. And I was doing one little exercise in front of my TV every morning while I watched Law & Order. And so I just do my little exercise right in front of my TV. I didn't even have to go to the gym, and they were all just working so, so, so hard, and they were shocked when they saw me a couple weeks later. Because they were killing themselves, and they hadn't lost anything.
Well, hang on a minute. I'm going to have to take advantage of this moment. Stay with me, okay?
Okay.
Execution by exercise.
No mercy. Bring it on.
Now, look here. I always have to take a teachable moment, and this is one. P90X. P90X, are you kidding me? That's going to hurt people. That's going to make them work harder than they have to work. You know, will it work for a minute? You better believe it will. If you don't hurt yourself in that minute that you're doing it. I meet someone every single week that's been injured doing P90X. Come on. And sometimes they're debilitated for 12 weeks. Dr. Sean Silvernagle, and you can look at this testimony on johnjubilee.com. Dr. Sean Silvernagle on television said, "I did P90X for 2 years, and I got a better result in 10 weeks of a John Jubilee transformation than P90X. So, friends, I want to encourage you out there. Don't kill your side. Don't do that crazy hard stuff, because it's a myth. It's a myth. It's not real. It's too hard. It is old school misunderstanding, misinformation to think that working really hard is what you have to do. And Bridget, sorry I had to take that little moment there to get that in. But
absolutely.
But you were doing that, right? That was your experience. You were actually working too hard and not getting the results you wanted.
Exactly. And John, I could not exercise. I could not keep up, because I had exercise-induced asthma, and so I was afraid to exercise. I couldn't run long and hard. I have weak lungs, but doing your transformation, not only could I do the things that you gave me, they were so easy. I barely even felt like I was doing anything, and over time, over a couple of weeks, my asthma improved, and I was able to run, and I was able to do things that I had not been able to do before. I also wasn't hungry on the transformation. I love to eat and I hate to exercise. So I was able to eat all day long. And it was just an incredible, incredible experience. I saw tremendous results.
Oh my word. Now, Bridget, I don't want to be rude. But you know what? When you bring up these teachable moments, I just have to take advantage of them. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Another John Jubilee death by diet story.
Dead man. Dead man walking. We got a dead man walking here.
Well, there you go, friends. Death by diet, I call it. And you just heard out of a real person's mouth that the diet stuff of trying to eat nothing, you know, that actually you can stay completely overweight and not lose a pound of fat eating virtually no food because your digestive system never even kicks on. So that's why diets don't work for the long term. That's why I teach simple, scientific, sustainable. If it's not sustainable, it's not real. That's why a diet's not real. You know, these people that say they juice, you know why you have teeth? You know why God gave you teeth? To chew food. So if you're juicing or you're on some crazy diet, like Bridget is mentioning here, all these different crazy diets, isn't it amazing to know the truth is, and we'll call it a new truth. The new truth is you can eat all day and lose fat. You can eat all day and lose fat. And you just heard Bridget share from her own experience, and that's why I just had to tie that in, because nothing ticks me off worse than the newest fad diet that comes out there, because I call that stuff false hope for sale. It's false hope for sale. Multi-billion dollar industry where they're pushing all their stuff, trying to get us to buy it, and we are buying it. And why are we buying it? Because we're desperate, right? We're desperate. I was buying it. I bought that stuff for 10 years. So I'm right there with you, friend. But thankfully, I learned, and just like Bridget is sharing with you, you can actually eat. And Bridget, let me just ask you, I'll ask you, were you eating real food, Bridget?
Oh, yeah. I ate Taco Bell, McDonald's. You better believe it. I ate real food.
Exactly. And so you can eat real food, friends. You can eat real food and actually get yourself in optimal health at a cellular level. It's just learning the right choices to make. And so, Bridget, I hope you don't mind, but when those teachable moments come up, I just have to jump in there.
No, that's great, John. And what really impressed me too about the transformation, because I'd tried the Atkins diet and all kinds of different things like you're talking about diet, and I would always lose the weight, but then it would always come back with a vengeance, more of it, and I could never get it off for good. After your program, I did not gain 1 pound back until a year and a half later when I was 7 months pregnant, and I think that's a pretty good excuse.
Yeah. Well, yes. And so, Bridget, do you think your transformation helped during your pregnancy?
Oh, yeah. I had a easy, easy pregnancy because when I went into it, I was fully hydrated. My cells were regenerated. I think it was wonderful to do the transformation in preparation for my pregnancy. I had a healthy, healthy pregnancy. I wasn't sick at all. So I really think that doing the transformation before that had a lot to do with that as well.
Okay, now I don't want you to give it away. Don't give it away. But let me just ask you: do you have a few more minutes? Could you stay with me through a break? And because I'd like to come back, and I'd like to ask you about what happened after the pregnancy with your pregnancy weight, and ask you about a comment that I heard from a couple of your family members. Would you be willing to stay with me for that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, friends, when we come back, we're going to have a drum roll question for Bridget Morris about what happened to that baby weight and what was it that her own mother and father said they couldn't believe. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
He is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Dan Mandis.
Be prepared to knock your head against a wall.
Weekdays, noon to 3.
To me, it's just common sense.
On Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I've got a human transformer on the line, Bridget, and I will let her give you a quick update. So, Bridget, are you still with me here?
I am.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, Bridget, everybody that stayed with us, and let me just give a quick recap. Would you just recap, Bridget, what your original transformation was, and then I want to ask you the drum roll question of what happened with that baby weight.
Absolutely, John. Well, like I said before, I met you when I was engaged to my husband, and you told me I could have a perfect body in 88 days. And to be honest, I was very skeptical. I didn't believe you, but I was so desperate, and I had the transformation. I lost 15 inches and 3 dress sizes. I did not have a speck of cellulite on my body. My muscles were tight, I was toned, and I was in the best shape, volleyball background and everything. It was the best figure I've ever had. It was fantastic. My husband was thrilled, and I did not gain 1 pound back until a year and a half later when I was 7 months pregnant. And then I did gain some weight there, and then I was able to go through the transformation again for the second time, which I feel like I had even more miraculous results the second time around.
Wow. And Bridget, so you literally, yeah, that's a life transformation, having a baby.
Having a baby is a little bit like going on a roller coaster, because you wait, and then you get on and you're excited, and then you're strapped on and you're going up the hill, and suddenly you realize you don't want to be on that ride anymore. And you start screaming to get off, but then it's too late. And you're going upside down and upside down, and then you pull in the gate, you look over at your husband and say, let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
So I went through that ride, and then after I had my baby, I was 50 pounds overweight, and I had a C-section. So I was unable to exercise at all. I could barely walk. I was unable to do any kind of exercise. So I did about 40% of the Jubilee transformation because I wasn't able to do any of the exercises, and I lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks.
Wow.
50 pounds in 8 weeks. And I recently went to one of your monthly jump starts where all the transformers get together, and I found out there was a woman in a wheelchair who lost 35 pounds of fat. So that made sense, but I was just blown away for the second time.
Wow. Well, you know, since you mentioned her, I'm just going to give her a shout out. My superhero, Teresa. Teresa, if you're out there, girl, you are a rock star. Yeah, Teresa, in a wheelchair, she lost 37 inches and 35 pounds of fat in a wheelchair. Now, friends, if somebody can do that, you know what? None of us have an excuse. We can all do it. We can all rise up and overcome whatever adversity is in our life, because if somebody can do it in a wheelchair, and you can see her story, on johnjubilee.com. You know, take a look, give yourself some motivation, some inspiration. If you think you're having a bad day, just think, if you were stuck in a wheelchair and you were overweight and you had inflammation and you were sick and you had a lot of acne. Well, Teresa will tell you today she has no acne, no inflammation. She lost 37 inches in that wheelchair, and she has an amazing attitude. And she came and spoke actually to a group of my transformers at the Marriott. And man, what a superstar of inspiration that she is. And Bridget, I gave our friends a little bit of a hang on here. And I don't even know if you know this. But I had... actually, two of your family members, after your transformation, they came in to my office, and they weren't even overweight. They weren't even overweight at all. And they came in and they said, you know, we want to do this transformation. And I didn't know, you know, what the deal was. And I said, well, you know, what's your motivation? And they said, well, our daughter was doing this, you know, almost no exercise, you know, super easy stuff around our house. They said, we always thought she was beautiful. They said, but she literally has a better shape and looks more amazing than she did in high school right now, because she just did your program and we want to do it.
Absolutely. after 2 weeks of doing the program, my mom came into my bedroom, and she literally screamed when she saw my legs. And she said, "I cannot believe the muscle tone on your legs after 2 weeks. What are you doing?" She literally screamed. And it's just been incredible. I just never thought it would be possible for my body to look like that, to look like the people on TV. I thought that was literally unachievable for me because of my exercise-induced asthma. And quite frankly, John, because I like to eat so much.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's why God gave us taste buds, Bridget. God gave us taste buds because food tastes good. Nothing wrong with eating. That's why we got those teeth, too. No juicing. Those juicing people just irritate me. Are you kidding me? Chew that food. Well, Bridget, I'd so rejoice, with you. And thank you so much for sharing, your experience. And what is something that you would share to brides-to-be or mothers-to-be?
Brides and mothers-to-be. I would just say, I know how I felt, especially after I had my baby. I had never really been a grossly overweight person, and it did a number on my self-confidence, and I felt insecure. And if you go through the transformation, it is going to help you be more beautiful than you ever thought it was possible to be without intense exercise, and you'll be able to eat. So you're not going to sacrifice pain and misery to be there. You're going to feel beautiful and you're going to feel great while doing it. So I would encourage anybody to pick up the phone and call or go to johnjubilee.com right now and start your personal transformation.
Wow, you sound like your commercial.
I am a commercial. I'm a walking commercial for John Jubilee. Not ashamed about it.
All right. Well, Bridget, thank you so much for your call today. You're a rock star.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Mario Andretti, who is no spring chicken anymore. Amazing guy. Obviously a hero of the Indianapolis 500. He actually wanted to be the substitute driver for one of the Indy Lights drivers. So Mario, man, he's still ready to get it on out there. And I don't know if you know, but if you go out to the track in those two-seater cars, which they'll do about 170 miles an hour, and you can go out to the Indy track, and do you know that you could actually get Mario as your driver? And you can have a Mario Andretti ride at 170 miles an hour. And I know that from being up close and personal because one of our Transformers and superstars, Jonathan Bird, has just announced Jonathan Bird Racing is back. If you've been out there to the Indy Track Museum, the fastest car in history was a Jonathan Bird Racing Indy 500 car. They actually have two cars in the museum. But Jonathan Bird actually took me out there to the Indy 500 track for practice the other day, and man, had me right up by the track. Cars were zipping by 225 miles an hour. I mean, that is, if you think it's something from the stands, man, when you are right down there, just that sound and that energy and the speed and power of those automobiles and the courage of those drivers to be in those tiny little cockpits and flying around at 225 miles an hour. What a thrill. What a thrill that is to get out there. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I'm changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
an awesome and amazing day. It's a joy in my life to get to be here with you today. Hey, we are just living life together. We're living the experience, right? Everything we're doing. You're having an experience right now, and I hope it's a good one. If you're out there in traffic today or if you're just sitting at home, I am just joyful to be here with you. If you didn't get a chance to get out and see it, which I didn't get a chance either. I had a busy weekend there, but Godzilla came out and was a monster at the box office, the number one movie in America. How about it, man? That monster's been around. Remember the old Godzilla movies where the Chinese guys, their mouths didn't even line up with the words that they were saying? But boy, that monster's been around for a long time and came out as a monster hit. And we're also talking about the looks like gas prices are on the rise. Not really a reason for him to be on the rise, but somehow, folks, they just are, and it's fabricated. So a little bit more money. It's just like, of course, those oil companies just need a little bit more. When you come with a balanced approach and you're hydrated and you're eating the right diet and you have the right kind of exercise, which, by the way, the right kind of exercise is almost effortless as well. Simple, scientific, sustainable. That's what we're looking for in life, is something that's simple, scientific, and sustainable when it comes to our health. When you're hydrated, when you learn how to eat the right way, learn how to do exercise that you can really do for your whole life, what happens? You're victorious. You get to live in optimal health at a cellular level. Are we really as fat as they're saying? This new study came out, 68.8% of Americans hitting the obesity charts. And so just look around today yourself, experience life today, and you take a look around and see if you think people are looking more obese than they have before. But 30 pounds is literally about four times eight, 32 pounds of bowling balls. That means people are carrying those around. Now, if you saw one of your good friends carrying four bowling balls around, you might, if you actually like that friend, you might actually say to them, hey, why don't you put those bowling balls down? That cannot be healthy to be carrying those around, right? Can't be good for your knees, for your ankles. It can't be good for you. So you've got to, by looking around, and reach down and grab your own belly. And are you carrying a bowling ball or two or three or four in there? But are we really fat? A lot of this is based off of the BMI. Now look, folks, if you take off your shirt and you jog in place or you dance in front of your mirror, and I don't recommend letting anybody YouTube that and getting that out there viral or anything. But if you do that, if it jiggles, it's fat. And if it stays solid, it's muscle. Okay, so real simple visual there for you. So just stand in front of the mirror and get your groove on, and if it jiggles, it's fat. Okay, so if you're fat, you're fat. Just call it like it is. And hey, friends, I was fat. Looked like I swallowed the truck tire there and had man boobs going. But guess what? I don't have any fat now. I lost my fat because I transformed. I got healthy at a cellular level. I found my genetic blueprint. And we're just getting to know each other, but I help people get healthy at a cellular level. That's who I am. The John Jubilee Transformation Experience is about people getting healthy at a cellular level. And when you do that, it's kind of like, just picture, my 10 technologies is like standing in front of your locker in middle school, but it's a 10 combination lock. If you're standing in front of there and you don't know the numbers, you stand there all day, right? But just picture if you're standing in front of this huge bank vault, and there's a giant lock on there, and it's a 10 combination. Well, but if you got all 10, you open that bank vault, and guess what's in there? Optimal health at a cellular level and your genetic blueprint. And I can share with you that your genetic blueprint might even be more amazing than you realize it is. This BMI that everybody always talks about, your body mass index. Well, fat mass is bad. We all know that. But muscle mass is good. Muscle mass is good, right? Do you know that just 5 pounds of lean, healthy muscle will eat 50 pounds of fat every year for free? Yeah, hallelujah, right? That's great news. So who would like just 5 healthy pounds of muscle mass in their body? All of us, right? We all want that 5 healthy pounds of muscle mass. But do you know your muscle mass counts against your body mass index? And that means that John Jubilee on a BMI scale is obese. Seriously? Come on, dude. I got a 31-inch waist and a 44-inch chest, and I'm obese on a body mass index. Yeah, get that visual in your head. I got a 31-inch waist, a 44-inch chest. That's called a 13-inch drop with my tailor. Well, they say that's good. They say that looks good. But guess what? I'm obese on a BMI scale. So BMI scales have a little bit of mythology in them as well. Because body mass, fat mass is bad, but muscle mass is awesome. Because muscle mass will help us to metabolize fat and create all these positive chemical reactions in our body, including, guess what? Synthesizing sugar. Do you know I eat sugar every single day? Yes, I sure do. And it's not unhealthy for me. Why? Because I have a muscle mass index. Let's talk about muscle mass index. If you got a great muscle mass index, guess what that means? You could take in sugar, and your body's just going to convert it to healthy glucose and glycogen, and you're going to be healthy. Sugar's not bad. It's only bad for us when we're fat. So when we're fat, we're obese, we're overweight, we have too much fat mass, then sugar's bad for us because it turns off our fat burning switch. But once we get healthy at a cellular level, reset that metabolism, reset that hypothalamus, sugar's totally fine. I eat sugar every single day. In the Jubilee family household, friends, carrot cake is a vegetable. Come on. Wouldn't you wish you could have that in your family? That's right. I love those big old carrot cakes with the cream cheese on it. But when you see these reports about BMI and obesity, just know it is true. Hey, all we got to do is walk into any store, any restaurant, any place of work, and we see, hey, we have gotten a lot fatter as Americans. And diabetes has just become the norm. It's just become the norm. It is literally an epidemic in America, diabetes. But can I just encourage you today? You can be healthy. You can be healthy at a cellular level. You can have a healthy body mass index. And I want to encourage you, find your genetic blueprint. Your genetic blueprint is the real you that you were really designed to be. And do you know, it's a little bit embarrassing, but hey, I just put them out there on the johnjubilee.com. There's a picture of me about 25 years ago, and literally 25 years later, I'm healthier, stronger, leaner, fitter than I was 25 years ago. Now, how's that possible? Because I found my genetic blueprint. And when you find your genetic blueprint, the real you appears. Now my wife and I get the biggest kick out of this because she's like, well, baby, you didn't look like that 25 years ago. And I'm like, hey, Miss 191 pounds and I'm pregnant, you didn't look like that 25 years ago either. But you won't be seeing her before pictures on there. They're nowhere to be found. And I think there was smoke in the attic one day, and those pictures are gone forever. So you guys could probably relate to what I've shared with you here. I'm John Jubilee, and I'm changing this world one person at a time, and I want to start with you.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. So what kind of talk is good enough for Music City? Yeah, Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day, and I am loving living life with you, living the experience of life. And we are going to have Dr. Ron Durr join us for a medical minute.
Time now for your John Jubilee, Dr. Ron Durr Medical Minute.
Good morning, Ron. Are you with me on the line?
I'm here, John.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. And for those of you that are, I'm introducing you, this is Dr. Ron Durr. He is an orthopedic surgeon and a friend of many years. Ron, can you believe how long it's been? And would you just share with our radio listening audience how we met and just how long it has been?
Well, it's been a few years, John. I think third-party validation is probably the topic today is Everything you do is wonderful. We met 17 years ago sitting by a pool at an apartment complex when my wife and I moved to this area. And at that time, you were in your previous profession of a mortgage banker, led you setting up our mortgage for our home. And as life went on, we had 4 kids in 5 years, stayed in this house, and through all that, started putting on pounds, being fully involved in family and profession, and stayed in contact with you all those years. And probably about 12 to 13 years ago, as you were making your transition and putting all this together in the basement, kind of, or in your garage, kind of like Dell and Microsoft and all those started in a garage. But I contacted you, and we actually, I think your program probably started at the Y with you and I working out, and was one of your early guppies, I call myself, and probably lost 30 pounds through your program back then. And the reason I was looking forward to your program is because I knew that diets didn't work. I was looking for a lifestyle change. That's the only way I would be able to maintain it. I wasn't going to put a lot of effort into something that I couldn't do the rest of my life, and so that's where we got started, and 12 years later, I go back to my 35th class reunion, same high school weight I was when I was in high school. So the best thing about your program for me has just been the fact that it's a lifestyle change, it's a behavior change that's allowed me to maintain that program for the, you know, since we put it together 12 years ago with you sharing all that with me.
Now, you know, that sounds a little bit too good to be true, that a guy could go back to his high school reunion at his high school weight.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing going back to a class reunion at that point in your life, being the same way you were in high school and not being ill or sick or having an unfavorable medical reason to be at your high school weight. But I know a lot of people there, I saw a lot of people there that couldn't claim the same thing.
Well, I'll bet. You know, usually at a high school reunion, you're trying to figure out who's who and if they're truly the same person.
Yeah, that's true. But like I said, the good thing about everything you teach and preach, it's a build your house, live in your house concept where you're basically doing things that you can do the rest of your life. It's not something that's going to be too intense or too labor intensive to hurt yourself or to not be able to continue and carry on, whether you're in your 20s or your 80s.
Yes, and I'm intentionally, you know, giving it the Dr. Durr here because on the Dr. Durr and we've spoken together at many conferences, and you know, I know that you share one thing that you think is very critical and is possibly the most important thing for people's health from the standpoint of an orthopedic surgeon. Would you mind sharing that with our listeners this morning?
Yeah, I've told you before, John, and I think just watching patients through the years of practice that if you can maintain a healthy weight, not let yourself become obese or morbidly obese, you'll do yourself the biggest favor you can ever do yourself. We know that obesity and being overweight is one of the main culprits and one of the main factors people develop hypertension, diabetes, stroke, and mobility issues as far as orthopedics. See that quite often or all the time. I mean, without a healthy weight, your mobility becomes difficult. Your life becomes a lot more intense. And so if you're going to maintain and become the best person you can possibly be, it starts with being healthy and being at a good weight.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I so appreciate you being willing to join our audience. And I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Would you be willing to always have a Monday morning medical minute with us?
I'll do my best, John, and be happy to help and be involved.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, give my love to Julie and all those amazing Durr children.
I will. Thank you, John.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us today. Well, friends, isn't that amazing to hear, even from the medical community, that weight loss, and more importantly, it's not weight loss. You can go sit in a sauna and lose 10 pounds of water. That's weight loss. That's not really healthy. It's fat loss. It's that fat that suffocates our organs That's what's so debilitating. But we're going to live life together. We're going to experience life together. But I have a special guest on the line. And this is where...
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee, Financial Fitness Minute.
That's right. We're going to talk about money and financial fitness. And this is my financial fitness expert, Kyle Atkins. Kyle, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Well, fabulous. What's our financial fitness tip you have for us today?
Here's the tip of the day. You know, John, what we always have to be aware of or careful to think about is the fact that, you know, a lot of people, you know, out there own a large number or a lot of different financial vehicles or instruments, and then we call that financial furniture. And what we believe is extremely important for all of our listeners is to be able to take that financial furniture and then be able to place it into, you know, a financial house. So that's kind of what you want to find or be able to seek somebody out that actually builds financial houses. And with anything of value, whether it's our health, our wealth, our spirituality, everything must begin with a solid and a firm foundation. So as they begin looking, as they begin thinking about kind of where they are, you know, don't be comfortable with a lot of furniture. Make sure that the foundation has been laid and the financial house has been built. And then, you know, using the furniture to populate the rooms will absolutely help a person as they look forward and be able to enjoy the monies and the blessings, et cetera, that the Lord has blessed them with.
Good word. Wow. Man, and Kyle, I tell you, my wife's a decorator. She would love that word picture.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep, because, boy, you really hit it on the head there, because just having the right furniture in the right room makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. That's correct.
Well, Kyle, that is an amazing word, and I so appreciate you calling in and sharing with that today. Well, thank you so much. Well, Kyle, thanks so much for giving us your financial information today, and we'll look forward to talking to you.
Execution by exercise.
No mercy. Bring it on. Relax.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Have you ever done squats? I was reading an article in Men's Health about squats, and it seems like there's almost an obsession, you know, where people just want to get in there and do those squats. But I want to really just give you a warning. Remember the old, Will Robertson, you know, warning Will Robertson, you know, look out. Well, guess what? You get the wrong form when you're doing a squat and you are going to totally jack up your knees. So be careful. When it comes to doing a squat, here's what John Jubilee says to keep yourself safe. Never, 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 never drop your hips below your knees. Don't ever do that. A full range of motion on a squat of dropping your hips below your knee is like saying, I would love to damage my knees. I would love to have permanent damage, need to have knee surgery. Don't do it. It's not worth it. In fact, I would actually recommend that you don't do a squat. There are other alternative exercises much safer and just as effective at building every muscle group than the squat. So, if you're stubborn and you want to do your squats, my tip of the day is do not drop those hips below your knees ever, 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 ever. You must have perfect form when doing a squat to avoid injury. But even better, okay, because good is the enemy of best. So a perfect form squat is good. It's okay. But best would be don't do a squat. Do alternative exercises to build those quads, to build those glutes. You can do it. And keep yourself safe. Hey, I've been around for almost two decades now, helping people get healthy at a cellular level. And I'm going to be here with you, living life every day, experiencing life with you. I am here for you. I'm John Jubilee. I'm changing this world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN.
It's on your mind.
It's probably on our station.
Nashville's only FM news and talk station.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. I am so glad that you joined me today. We are living the experience of life. And we have the opportunity. That's right. We got the opportunity to choose today to have an amazing attitude. It's really our choice. Do you know how easy it is to change your attitude? Easy as changing a channel. And changing a channel has never been easier. You know, people back from my generation, do you know we actually had to get up, walk over to the television when I was a kid, and you had to turn the channel. Now you get to sit on the couch and push a button. Just hit a remote. Bam. But do you know you can change your attitude that quickly? And if you don't think you can, just think about this for 1 minute. You and your spouse are in a heated argument, and you're both going off on each other. And all of a sudden, Pastor Baker calls on the phone. Hello, this is Pastor Baker. And immediately you're like, oh, hello, Pastor Baker. How are you? Of course, I'll be happy to help with the church social. What'd you do? You change your attitude in 1 second. We have the power to change our attitude in 1 second. So no matter what happens to you, that guy cuts you off in traffic. Hey, you can change your attitude. You know, you can switch fingers, you know, and just point at him and say, God bless you. God bless you. You know, Coach Lou Holtz from the University of Notre Dame, he said, man, all the time that, you know, a lot of our real arch rivals, he said, you know, I thought they were saying we're number one, and they're just using the wrong finger. You know, well, it's all a choice. You can change that finger in a second. You can change your attitude in a second. So I want to encourage you today. Change the channel. Bam. Change the channel and just choose. I'm going to have a great attitude today. Well, I have a very special caller on the line. This is a true human transformer. He's a father of six. He's adopted children from all over the world. He's been in health, in wellness, in education, in coaching. And he had a personal transformation. Welcome, Scott Oatsfall. Scott, welcome to the program.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, excellent. But more importantly, how are you?
Doing fantastic. And I love that intro. Thank you so much. What a privilege it is to call in and talk to you, speak to you this morning. I love what you said about Lou Pope. As you know, I've coached for 22 years, the high school and college level. And one of the things I always used to tell my teams is if you want to make your team better, make yourself better. And that's exactly what you've allowed me and my wife and our family to do when we went through the transformation. We've made ourselves better, which has made our family better, and that's made our team better.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's good coaching. That's good coaching. I feel like I'm sitting in the locker room right now.
Hey, well, you were my coach. So thank you. Thank you.
Well, Scott, if you would put yourself in a little time machine and just hit the rewind button and go back, if you would, from the beginning and share with our friends and listeners, what was your experience?
Well, like you said, I had been in high school and college coaching for 22 years. I had been in health and wellness. I have a science background, exercise science, and I taught health and wellness for 22 years, but I just didn't practice what I had preached, and I was a fat coach, you know, just to be real with you. I was an overweight, just, you know, run-of-the-mill, you know, college basketball coach that had just kind of taken care and poured my life into other people, but I wasn't taking care of myself. And I wasn't doing the right things to take care of myself. I was doing little bits and pieces of health and wellness, but I wasn't putting the whole combination like you teach together. And so I was basically at a point where I couldn't even go out into my backyard and play with my kids for about 5 minutes without being fatigued. And so my wife finally came to me, my sweet wife, which was really, she really gets the credit for this, because she is actually the one that really told me that I was going to have to do something if I wanted to be around for my kids and my grandkids, and I wanted to be the dad that God had called me to be. And so basically she said, you're going to do something. And so I went to the gym, went to the Y, and I ran into a guy named John Jubilee. And he said, hey, I got some great news for you. I got something that I want you to try, I want you to do. And so I went through your program, and an amazing thing happened to me. And not only did I go through the program, but my wife went through the program. We went through it together. And so a couple things. Number one, one of the things that I remember most about the program is how simple it was. And just kind of, if you really take you back into the time machine, for me, the simplicity of it, I really actually tripped over the simplicity of it. I just can't believe this is this simple and I'm getting these type of results, because, you know, I have a college athletic background and played college of Division I football, and, you know, I had been through all the hard stuff. I had been through all the cross training, the interval training, the type A, type go get it, kill your body, you know, pound yourself, and not get the results that I've achieved out of this program. And my wife and I both, we just looked at each other after 4 weeks. I had lost about 20 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. She had lost about 10 pounds. At the 8 week mark, I had lost 40 pounds of fat in 8 weeks. She had lost about 20. We just couldn't believe how simple it was, how easy it was. But most importantly, it's just something we can do this for the rest of our lives. We can stay healthy like this for the rest of our lives. And at the end of 12 weeks, at the end of your program, I had lost 57 pounds of fat. And I just could not believe it. And I was in better shape, had more lean muscle, had better hydration, and felt better than I had felt in probably 25 years. Just an amazing experience.
Hang on a minute, Coach. Hang on a minute, Coach. Hang on a second here. You just said something. I'm going to have to come back to that in a second, but I'm going to have to have one of my John Jubilee teachable moments here.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Mythbusters.
Mythbusters. Okay, friends, you're here in Coach Oates' fall share, and this is, I got to just lay it out here. It is a myth that you have to do all this crazy hard exercise to get healthy at a cellular level. It's a myth. All that crazy stuff, the cross training and extreme exercise and extreme exertion and heavy breathing, it's a myth. I literally teach no running, no sit-ups, no heavy breathing, and you are hearing a live human person, a human testimony, a human experience is indisputable. It's indisputable. People can argue theory all they want, and they can, but a testimony is indisputable. There is no disputing somebody's true experience. So it is a myth that you have to do all that crazy exercise. Now, Coach Oatesfall, I got to come back to you and say, now, you know, you obviously had an incredible experience. You say that so nonchalant. Let me just back up. And did you say you lost 57 pounds of fat in 88 days?
I lost 57 pounds of fat. I gained about 10 to 12 pounds of muscle and hydration. You know, and I gotta share this too. You know, when I first started, I gotta tell you, I weighed well over 200 pounds. But my idea, I just said, you know, if I could just get back to my college playing days, playing weight at 225 pounds, if I could just get back to 225, that was kind of the number in my mind. And I remember thinking to myself, if I could just do that, well, I'd just be tickled pink. But you know what? When I got through with the program in 12 weeks, in 88 days, I was 198 pounds. I started out with a 38-inch, well, let me just say this. I had a 38-inch waist. That was my belt size, but my belly was actually a little bit bigger than the 38. You know how sometimes we can carry our belly a little bit further than our belt. But my belly was a 30, or my waist was a 38. When I got through with the program, I was a 31-inch waist. 31-inch waist, had lost 57 pounds of fat. And you know what, John? Really, here's the real truth is, I don't really even care what I weigh anymore. I just don't want to ever go back to the way I felt before I went on the program. And that's the true miracle of the program, is how you feel, the energy level that I have, the how I sleep, how I wake up. My knees, my back don't hurt anymore. I mean, just all the side effects that you don't even talk about when you're going through the program, people get to receive it when they're through with the program. They don't even realize how they used to feel until they go back. And I'm glad you told me to take some pictures, because I forgot how fat I was. I forgot what I used to look like.
Well, Coach Oatesville, I want to ask you a couple questions. I'm not going to have enough time. I'm going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind, to stay on with me through the break, first of all. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay.
But
I want to quickly just come back to something there, because, again, you've had an experience. So to you, you think it's normal. That was my experience. But 7 inches in your waist. Now, I know for a normal guy, that's probably 10 to 12 inches on the belly, because we could definitely have a lot of belly hanging out over that waist. I know I did. I had 10 extra inches over my, between my belly and my waist was a 10-inch variance. But that's your real experience. You lost 7 inches in the waist, probably 10 inches in your belly in just 88 days.
It is true. It is true. And I'm so thankful that I had to go out now. And I had to change all my wardrobe. But, yes, it is true. I had to go get new clothes. But the way I feel and just the benefits of going through a transformation, it's just indescribable.
All right. Indescribable. Well, when we come back, we're going to ask Coach Oatesville what happened with his wife. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Phil Valentine.
Smart and funny, good combination. Hope to hear more.
Afternoons at 3 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
You are going to have a great day today. Yes, you are, because you're going to choose to have one, and you're just going to say, I don't care what happens to me today or what comes into my life, I'm going to choose to make it a great day no matter what happens, because it's our choice. It's our choice. Doesn't matter what our circumstances are. We can't control those, and I'm not saying we can, but we can control our attitude at all times, and we can choose to make it a great day no matter what. We are on the line with Coach Oatesville, and we want to hear what happened with his lovely and amazing wife, Gwen. So share with us what happened with your wife.
Well, like I said before, earlier in the first segment, my wife was the one that really she was the one that spurred me on to do something about my health and wellness. And by the way, one of the reasons that she did that is because when I went to do my physical, I had high blood pressure, I had high cholesterol, I was on a sleep medication. And again, just to kind of get a footnote, when I went to the doctor, 6 months after I went through the transformation, my medical charts had absolutely flipped upside down. And actually, I was even given an award from LifeSign, because they pick a patient out each month or each year that their medical chart flips upside down. They give them a lifetime achievement or a lifetime health award. And so I actually won that award, last July, because of my medical chart that flipped upside down so dramatically. I'm sorry?
What do you mean when you say your medical chart flipped upside down? What's that mean?
All my health markers. I had no high blood pressure, no high cholesterol. I came off my sleep medication. I was on a very, very small antidepressant. I was on Prilosec. I was on zero medication. I mean, just my doctor, who is Dr. Belihar, who actually used to be the medical director for George W. Bush. Now he runs a medical company down in Nashville, but he actually gave me the award himself personally. So it was an unbelievable experience. It was just amazing. He actually even accused me of doing some. He said, "Now, are you on some type of t- t- testosterone replacement or hormone growth, HGH replacement? I said, no, doctor. I said, you wouldn't believe me if I told you what I did. I said, it was all natural. It was all 100%. He said, well, tell me what you do. I said, well, I can't tell you that. I said, you got to go log on to JohnJubilee.com to find out for yourself. You won't even believe me. So he said, all right. He said, well, whatever you're doing, make sure you stay on it. Keep doing exactly what you're doing.
Okay,
so
well,
my sweet wife. Go ahead.
No, let me just say it. That sounds too good to be true.
Well, you can verify from Dr. Bellahar himself if you want to. Call Life Science in Nashville, and he'll tell you the same thing.
I love it. It's just so joyful for me to get to say that every day. Well, that sounds too good to be true. That sounds too good to be true, because we've all been disappointed of things that were too good to be true, and this does sound too good to be true, but it is true, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. And, I was a skeptic, too. I have a science background. I know the body. I know how it works. There was some things that I was missing. It's kind of like you had told me that combination code. If you got three of the four numbers, it's just not going to open the code. But if you got all four numbers and you put them in the right order, it's going to crack the code. And that's exactly what you gave to me, because I knew lots of the things that you were already teaching, but I just didn't know all of them, and I didn't know how to really put them in the right order. And so that's the magic about your program, is that it just shows you so simply, lay it out. You just hear this, just do this step by step by step, and man, you're going to get incredible, incredible results. And the reason I can say that with 100% confidence, not only with myself, is because my wife, she's always been health conscious. She's always been a runner. She's been a healthy eater. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. And she actually went through the program with me just to kind of support me. But here's what I want to tell you. She lost 22 pounds of fat in her body, gained about 5 or 6 pounds of lean muscle and healthy hydration. And I got to tell you, I didn't even think she had 22 pounds of fat to lose. It's unbelievable. The transformation that she had as well. And again, I would have never looked at her and thought, you've got 22 pounds of fat in your body. But yet when you go through the transformation, it just shows you that there's some things inside you when you're talking about chemical reactions. And I remember you saying, those healthy levels of serotonin and dopamine and adiponectin and just the things that make you feel alive and feel great again and feel youthful and just feel like you can be the real you. And, that's the joy. That's when you get to that point. That's when you break through and go, yes, this is the joy that I've been looking for. This is what I've been missing. I don't want to ever go back to the way I used to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And has this had an impact on you? Now, you got a lot of kids, man. You got six kids. What ages are those six kids?
All right, well, let me just, I hope my wife's not listening. Kindergarten, first, second, third, fifth, and ninth.
Wow, that's a busy household.
It is a busy, busy household. It's a busy household. So we need all the energy that we can get. And you can imagine that if you don't have energy and if you're not ready to really, really kick it in gear every day, life can just take over. And you know what? Here's the other thing, John, and that's a great point that you bring up, is that, when you've got a family and when you got people that you love and that you're giving your life away to people, you want to be at your best. You want to be able to give your life away to the full. And I just don't believe, and this is a principle that I used to always teach our team, is that you've got to be a giver, not a taker. And to be a giver, you've got to be at your best. You've got to be at the full. And so this is a program that allows people to really be the true them. And if you get your energy back, you get your joy. It's hard to be healthy, or it's hard to be happy when you're tired. It's hard to be joyful when you're fatigued. But when you have the energy back, when you have those healthy levels, it's just, it's the true you.
Wow. Well said. Well said. And has this had an impact on your relationship with your children and your wife?
No question. 100%. 100%. I didn't want to be that dad that just sat on the couch and was an absent dad. And I didn't want to be that dad that just, came home from work every day fatigued and tired and just kind of give his life away to everything else, but didn't have anything left in the tank for his family. I wanted to be that super dad. I wanted to be that dad that could get out in the yard and play with his kids and go to the, you know, school functions and go to the church events and, you know, go to the ball games. And I wanted to be that dad that, you know, kids, my kids could be, a, you know, I wanted to be a jungle gym again. And that's what I've become again. You know, I've become the human jungle gym again. So it's just, you know.
You got those kids climbing all over you, huh?
Hey, let me just say this, you know, for all the listeners out there, you know, just let me just tell you personally, thank you, John. Thank you for investing your life into people. Thank you for giving people hope. Thank you for giving people joy again. And again, I would, you know, this, you know, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you. So I want to be that dad that walks my daughters down the aisle. I want to be that dad that, you know, that granddad that kids love to jump in his lap and play with when I'm 70, 80, 90 years old. And so thank you. Thank you for what you've done.
Well, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. And I so appreciate you, you know, just being willing to share your life experience. And I'm gonna ask you to put yourself out there a little bit for, you know, our listeners. Would you be willing to put your before and after picture on the johnjubilee.com website so people listening today could go log on there and take a look and just see what that transformation looked like?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, and again, I'm glad that I took the before picture, as embarrassing as it was at the time. As I look back on it now, I actually have forgotten what I looked like. Because I didn't really think I was that fat. I didn't really think I was that out of shape and that unhealthy. But I'm thankful that I took that picture because it serves as a reminder of what I don't want to ever be again.
No, I'm with you. And if I could just ask you, were you the kind of guy, if somebody, obviously you were a coach or on the sidelines, if somebody would have walked up and said, you know, hey, are you a healthy guy? You probably would have said you were a healthy guy, right?
Well, sure. I didn't really look at myself as an unhealthy person. I knew I probably was carrying a little bit more weight than I should have. But I knew deep down, if somebody would have probably peeled back the layers, you know, when my wife told me, she said, you can't go out into the backyard and play with your sons for 5 minutes without being fatigued. So I knew she was right. I knew I had to do something because, and here's what I know. If you don't do something, this is as good as it's ever going to get. And I did, and I knew that it wasn't good. So I knew I had to do something. And so, you know, I'm just so thankful that I ran across your program and that you gave me an opportunity to take a chance on me and say yes to me. And so, again, I just want to thank you personally as a friend and personally as a coach. Thank you for coaching me to be the best that I can be.
Well, you are so welcome. Well, thank you. Thank you for your call. And please give my love to your lovely wife and all of those kids.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, friends, isn't that joyful to hear about a dad, 6 kids. He became the human jungle gym. They're crawling all over him. They're having fun. They're living life. Him and his wife got to transform together. And a lot of you gals out there, you know, it's what I call skinny fat. You look great, beautiful. But transformation isn't weight loss, it's fat loss. Everybody say fat loss. Fat loss. It's not weight loss, it's fat loss. By getting healthy at a cellular level with a side effect of losing our fat and doing something that's simple, scientific, sustainable. I am so glad we're walking through this experience together, living the real deal. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.